Well, good morning.
早上好。
I'm glad to be here with you.
我很高兴今天能跟大家在一起。
So it's a little unexpected.
对，有点出乎意外。
Did you know that I'm teaching a middle school class right now?
其实呢，我应该现在是在那边教这个初中生的。
Actually, I have someone that was able to substitute for me.
很感谢神。
That was good news.
找到一个愿意代替我去教学的人。
We were gone the last couple of weeks visiting my wife's parents in New Zealand.
过去两周呢 ，Pastor Tom 跟他的一家人呢，就去了新西兰去探望他夫人的父母。
Her father, Reverend Chan, accepted a call to a church there last year.
师母的父亲陈牧师呢，接受呼召去到纽西兰的一个教会来服事。
And so we had a good time there, and I was able to speak at the Chinese Baptist Church in New Zealand.
他们在那边也做很好的时光，而且 Pastor Tom 能够在那边的华人浸信会里面证道。
It's good to be back though to America.
回到美国是很好。
New Zealanders speak English, but they're hard to understand.
新西兰的人会讲，他们讲英语，可是他们的口音很难听。
But in coming back, things are a lot different.
回来呢，这情况就不大一样了。
We look across the street and there's construction vehicles and a lot less trees.
我们看到对面马路，发现有些建筑开始了，而且呢，很多树都不见了。
And then I look across the walkway from my office to Pastor Wong's office.
要我从他的办公室看过来黄牧师的办公室呢
？And the lights are off.
看到灯光灭了。
I find myself as the only pastor here of our church.
我就发现我现在是教会的唯一的一个牧师了。
It's hard to believe that Pastor Wong, after 10 years, has left for another ministry.
很难想象王牧师在这边服侍了十年，要离开了我们。
Of course, we've had a lot of time to prepare.
但我们有一段很长的时间来准备他的离开。
About 9 months ago, Pastor Wong had Richard and I come to his office.To share something.
大概九个月前呢，黄牧师叫我跟 Richard 到他的办公室去商量一些事情。
I have meetings almost every Sunday in Pastor Wong's office, so it shouldn't have been anything unusual.
其实过去很多年呢，每逢礼拜天的早上Pastor Tom 跟黄牧师都会有见面的时间，所以跟他见面并不是一件很特别的事情。
But as I was walking to the meeting, I had in my mind.Pastor Wong is going to resign.
可是我去开会的路上，我突然间我的脑子里就想到说，哎，黄牧师可能要离开了。
I don't consider myself a prophet.
我不觉得我走一个先，我是一个先知。
But I was able to see through the course of his ministry that God was really leading him in another direction.
可是我觉得在他过去的侍奉这个道路上，看到神很清楚带领他要去这样的一个宣教的工作。
To reach Muslims for Christ.
去向回教徒传福音
and to empower churches and individuals to go out and reach those unreached people.
去动员教会的个人去接触这些昧德之民
And so I arrived back here with a little bit of apprehension.
所以我回来美国呢，我是带点有一点的忧虑。
I've never had really a desire to be a senior pastor or a solo pastor.
我从没想过我要去做一个主任牧师，或者说这个教会的唯一一个牧师。
My calling for about the last 20 years has been to serve as an English pastor in a Chinese church.
过去二十年，神对我的呼召是在华人教会里面当一个英语的牧师。
And so I've done that in New York, and I've done that here.
所以在纽约跟在哥伦比亚，我都是做这种事，这种侍奉。
And I'm quite comfortable in that role.
我也对这个侍奉感觉非常的觉得很做得很舒服。
But now I find myself as the pastor of a Chinese church.
可是我现在发现，我是一个华人教会的唯一一个牧师。
And what's unusual, if you haven't guessed yet, but I'm not Chinese.
或者还是有点不寻常，因为可能你就猜到，因为我不是一个中国人。
And I don't really speak much Chinese either.
而且我也不多讲中，不大会讲中文。
I know a few Cantonese words.
我懂一些广东话。
So I would not go hungry in Hong Kong.
所以在香港呢，我不会找不到吃的东西。
But nonetheless, I'm here and I am willing to embrace and accept the challenge before us.
可是现在今天神放在我这样的光景，我也愿意的去面对将来的挑战。
The pastor search committee has been busy at work.
我们的聘牧委员会呢是非常的忙碌。
And I think we have quite a good candidate that might come to maybe share with us.
我们也有一些不错的牧师的候选人可能会来到我们这边来分享。
And so continue to pray for that process.
希望大家能够为这样的一个工作来祷告。
So then I can get back to my duties as an English pastor.
所以我就可以回去尊重我的英语牧师了。
I think though that for all of us, and I'm sure maybe some of you here, you might feel a little apprehension or uncertainty given that Pastor Wang's no longer here.
可能在座有一些人就会觉得有点忧虑不安，因为黄牧师呢已经不在这里。
What is going to happen now that he's gone?
那他离开了，我们教会要怎么办呢？
And in a sense, he's truly irreplaceable.
其实王牧师真的是不可取代的。
He was a very wise and knowledgeable pastor.
他是一个很有智慧，而且非常有知识的一个牧师。
And he provided great direction to the church for 10 years.
他过去十年带领教会走一个很好的方向。
What will happen to the church in his absence?
那他现在离开了，那教会会怎么样呢？
Well, I think we have a good group of leaders and a good group of members that will carry us to the future.
我相信我们教会有很好的领袖，也有很好的弟兄姐妹一起的是往前走。
And in spite of our circumstances, we can take comfort that God is in control.
虽然我们现在这样的处境，可是我们深信神会带领我们。
That God can carry us through.
他会带领我们度过这些的。
And surprisingly, we can actually see in the Bible a similar circumstance that took place many, many years ago.
也很在圣经里面也记载了一段跟我们教会很类似的情况，可是发生在很多很多年之前。
The Apostle Paul was serving in the town of Ephesus for 3 years.
当时保罗是在以弗所侍奉了三年。
And after 3 years, he felt led by the Spirit to move on from that place.
那三年之后，他觉得圣灵带领他要离开那个地方。
And to go to Jerusalem.
要回到耶路撒冷去。
I don't think they got 9 months notice.
他可能没有给他们九个月之前的通知。
From the scripture text, it looks like they may have only gotten about a day's notice.
从圣经来看，好像只是给他们一天的通知。
And so they were quite shocked as a group of church leaders.
所以当时的那些教会的领袖是非常的惊讶。
And so as we look at Acts 20, we see that Paul begins to give the leadership encouragement and exhortation.
所以在经文里面有记载他保罗怎么样去劝勉鼓励这些的领袖。
To trust in God and to serve God in his absence.
要信靠神，虽然保罗不在，可是神是在掌权。
And so at the end of this exhortation and encouragement, we read in verse 36,
在保罗的这些劝勉鼓励当中，我们在三十六节看到这样说。
These words which I'll have Shirley read in Chinese.
That's 36.
Chapter 20, verse
36
to 38.
Okay. 是使徒行传的20章36到38节。请听我读。保罗说完了这话，就跪下同众人祷告，众人痛哭，抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴。叫他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我的面那句话，于是送他上船去了。
Although we will see Pastor Wang again,
虽然我们会再次看会再看到这个黄牧师的。
He has kept his house in Lexington.
他其实保存了他在 Lexington 的那套房子。
And we have him on the preaching schedule when he's here for the next several months.
在将来的几个月呢，当黄牧师在哥伦比亚的话，他也会来到我们教会来证道的。
We may feel some of the same feelings that the Ephesian church felt towards Paul.
可是我们同样的像这些以弗所的众人呢，也对保罗这样的感觉，我们也有这样的感觉。
Sadness, grief, uncertainty.
就是很多伤心、悲痛，还有一些不安。
Yesterday at the deacon board meeting, I shared with our leaders this passage.
昨天在这个执事委员会开会的时候Pastor Tom 跟执事分享了这段的经文。
And I posed the question, what happened to the Ephesian church and their leaders after Paul got on his ship and sailed away?
当时Pastor Tom 就问我们这个问题，他说当保罗上了船离开以后，那以弗所的教会跟他们的领袖发生什么事情呢？
What happened the next day?
那第二天发生了什么事情呢？
Well, we really don't know.
可是我们真的不知道。
But we do know that many years later, Paul sent a letter to the church in Ephesus.
可是我们知道几年后在保罗写给以弗所的书信里面。
And it's our letter or epistle to the Ephesians.
就是这部书信以弗所书。
And it is one of the few letters that Paul wrote to churches that was free from any problems or controversy.
这是保罗书信之中很少的一封对教会写给一封没有什么问题、没有什么争论的一个教会。
They were a strong church, a faithful church.
它是一个很强很一个中心这个比较坚固的教会。
A church that shined brightly in the pagan Roman Empire.
就在这个罗马异族的世界里面，他们是一个非常的为神做光的。
So I encourage our leaders to follow the example of the Ephesian church leaders.
所以我就鼓励教会的领袖就学习这个以弗所的领袖。
Who I believe on the day after Paul left,
我相信在保罗离开了之后呢
，rolled up their sleeves and got to work.
他们就卷起他们的衣袖袖子，然后就去努力的去服侍。
And to do God's work of the ministry.
就是为神的服侍而做。
I believe the Ephesian leaders would have followed Paul's instruction and example.
我相信这以弗所的这些领袖是跟随保罗的榜样。
And would have sought the Spirit's direction for their church.
而且他们会寻求圣灵的带领。
And so I think they would have spent much time in prayer to the Lord as to where they should go as a church body.
那我相信他们会花很多时间在祷告上去寻求神的心意，对教会的心意。
But I think they would have also carried on Paul's task of testifying to the grace of God in the gospel.
他也可能跟随保罗的脚踪，就是努力的要把这个福音传出去。
And so they would have continued sharing the good news.
所以他们会继续的去传福音。
And in verse 27 and 28, we see that Paul encourages them and charges them to be shepherds of the flock of God entrusted to their care.
那使徒行传二十章二十七到十八节也看到保罗呢，这也是要鼓励他们要去做群羊的全群的监督，去服侍教会。
And so, in a sense, they were called to be the pastors and the shepherds of the church.
所以他们就是成为教会的牧师，教会的牧人。
Paul's exhortation was mainly to the leaders.
所以保罗对他的劝勉主要是针对那些领袖的。
And so I encourage our leaders to follow their example.
所以我就鼓励我们教会的领袖跟随听取保罗的教导。
But then what about the rest of the Ephesian church?
那可是以弗所其他的弟兄姐妹又怎么样呢？
How are they to respond?
他们应该怎么样去反应呢？
Well, I think there's some overlap.
我相信这里有些重叠的地方。
Because I'm sure the leaders of the church encourage the members of the church to be in prayer.
我相信这以弗所的领袖会鼓励他的会众也是常常祷告。
And they would have been encouraged to continue to share the gospel in their lives with their non-Christian friends and family.
也是鼓励他们不断的要向他们的没信的朋友跟家人当中去做传福音的工作。
But I do think there's a message for the entire church body found in verse 32.
可我相信对整个教会来讲，这个二十章的三十二节是一个的教导鼓励。
Which means now I commit to you God and to the word of his grace which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
二十章三十二节说，如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道，这道能建立你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
And so first we see that Paul committed the church to God.
所以我们看到神保罗把教会交托给神。
He entrusted the church to God's care.
他是把这个教会交托给神的看顾。
Now, of course, God's always in charge and directing and guiding his church.
当然神是一直的在带领保守他的教会。
But Paul was providing much leadership and shepherding for these 3 years.
可是保罗就在他们三年，在过去三年中，在他们做牧养教导的工作。
And he could no longer provide his teaching and his care.
所以现在他离开，就不能继续在这个教会里面牧养教导了。
And so Paul especially found the need to pray for the church.
所以保罗特别觉得要为这个教会来祷告。
And to encourage the church that God is in control.
他们要鼓励这个教会，要知道神是在掌权的。
Actually, this idea of commitment is kind of like the idea of making a deposit into an account.
所谓的交托呢，就好像你要把一些钱存到一个账户里面去。
to be cared for by another.
所以别人来替你看管这些财务。
So very similar to banking.
就好像你现在的银行业一样。
Where we put our money into an account.
所以我们像我们现在把钱放在我们的银行账户。
Grace and I have a bank account, as you might guess.
大家都会相信我，都知道我跟Pastor Tom 跟他太太有一个银行账户。
But we also have a safety deposit box.
他们同时也有一个银行的保险库。
And so in the vault in the bank, there's a little box.
所以知道在银行的保险库里面有一些小很多不同的小的小保险箱。
And we keep our important papers and documents there.
我们就把我们家里重要的一些文件把它放在那里。
Some valuables.
还有一些贵重的财物。
And to get in, I have to go to the bank.
我要去拿的话，我一定要去到银行。
And I have one key, and the bank worker has another key, and we have to turn our keys together to get it out.
我拿我的钥匙，银行拿他的钥匙，有两把钥匙才能打开那个保险箱。
And so why do we keep our important papers there?
那为什么我们要把我们的重要的文件放在银行呢？
Well, because the likelihood of a thief breaking into the bank vault is a lot less likely than a thief breaking into my house.
因为那个贼啊来到我家里偷的可能性远超于那个贼能进到银行的保险库去偷东西。
And so by putting my valuables in the bank, I have a sense of security that they will remain safe.
所以要把我的贵重财物放在银行呢，我就有一对这样的安全感，觉得不会被偷掉了。
In the same way, Paul commits or entrusts the church to God.
所以同样的。保罗就把这个以弗所教会交托给父神
which we can have far more security in than even a bank.
就神是其实比保险库更安全的地方
And this should give us a sense of assurance that God is watching over us.
这样子给我们一个保证说神是在看顾我们
And that we are safe from harm.
我们就不会受到伤害
The second thing that we see here is that Paul committed the churchTo the word of his grace.
那第二点，我们看到这边说神是保罗把这个教会交托给神的恩惠的道。
Here Paul is encouraging them to receive grace or unmerited favor.
他神这保罗鼓励教会接受神给我们的恩典，就是我们不配得的。
Found in the Word of God,
就是在神的话语里面
and found in the person and gospel of Jesus Christ.
而且也在主耶稣的福音跟他主耶稣身上。
To remain strong in Paul's absence, they were to become a people of the Word.
就是在保罗不在的时候，他们教会应该在成为神话语里面神的子民。
Growing in wisdom and knowledge and grace.
就是在神的话语中，能够在知识、见识跟恩典中成长。
Now, of course, times were a little different then.
可是当然啦，当时跟现在是不一样。
Most people didn't have Bibles.
当时的教会不是很多人有圣经的。
Or iPads that they could get a Bible.
或者是像 iPad 可以看圣经。
Most likely, there might have been one Bible of the Old Testament in every town.
可能只有在一个城市里面只有一本的旧约圣经。
And that would have been in a synagogue that Christians weren't welcome.
那通常那本圣经呢就在犹太的会堂，而且基督徒是不欢迎进去的。
But there also was at the time many of the Gospels and Paul's letters already beginning to circulate among the churches.
可是当时呢也有很多的福音书以及保罗的书信就在教会里面呢来流传。
And so they would have encouraged each other with their most likely memorized words of the Old Testament.
那很有可能呢，那当时的信徒已经背下了一些的旧约的经文。
And also the writings of the apostles.
还有是保罗的这些书信。
And so they would have met regularly, together in their house churches to encourage one another in the Word of God.
所以他们会常常的在家里聚会，用神的话语彼此的鼓励。
So if we look at the situation that the Ephesian church has gone through, had gone through, what does that mean for you and for me?
So we 看到以弗所教会所经历的，那对我们有什么关系呢？
Well, I believe this passage teaches us to find our hope and security in God.
这个经文是鼓励我们在神身上，我们找到盼望跟安全。
Secondly, I would like to focus on the second aspect of Paul's exhortation.
那我们再看保罗的劝勉中的第二部分。
To draw closer to God through His Word.
就是我们在神的话语中跟神更亲近。
To me, this is much more practical.
对我来讲，这是比较实际的。
If someone encourages me to trust God more, I'm not exactly sure what that means.
教练鼓励我说, 你要多多信靠神, 可是我可能不大清楚怎么去做。
I'm going to try hard to trust God more.
所以我就会说, 哎呀,我要多多的去信靠神。
But I'm not really sure if I've achieved that.
可是我就不是很肯定我没有达到。
However, drawing closer to God through His Word can be a very practical means by which we can grow in our trust in God.
可是要是我们在神的话语里面跟神亲近的话，那是一个更比较实际的方法来学习怎么去信靠神。
Of course, you've heard this message before.
我相信你已经听过以下我要讲的。
Of pastors,
好多牧师,
even Sunday school teachers,
或者是你的主日学老师,
like to encourage our members and our students to be people who are in the Word of God.
常常会鼓励我们弟兄姐妹成为神话语中学习的一个子民,
who read the Word,
去读神的话语,
and who spend time in devotion seeking God.
然后花时间在灵修当中去寻求神。
And so this is the point where a lot of people, their eyes might start glazing over. I've heard this before.
听了以后呢，很多人的眼睛都在转，说啊，我听过了已经。
But I think this is a necessary reminder for us all, even us pastors.
可是这句话，就算对我们牧师来讲，都是一个非常好的提醒。
It's easy for our devotional reading of the Bible to fall by the wayside, to get kind of, we don't do it anymore.
有时候我们的灵修可能做了一下子的话，可能就把它放到一边，甚至到一个情况都不灵修了。
Or at least we don't do as much as we really desire.
或者我们不能做到我们想做到的。
We do well for a while, but we get busy.
我们可能开始有一段蛮好的时间，或者后来我们就忙了。
Or we might get tired or even bored of the devotional material we're going through.
或者我们觉得很累，甚至可能对一些灵修资料觉得很枯燥。
And soon our times with God become less and less.
所以我们跟神花在神跟神一起的时间就越来越少了。
So since it's the new year, I would urge all of us to make a fresh start.
因为现在是新的一年，所以我鼓励大家有一个新的开始。
But this is also tricky.
可是是有点困难。
Because New Year's is a time that people like to make resolutions.
因为呢，在新的一年呢，很多人喜欢做新年大计。
To make a new beginning.
是做一个新的开始。
And about 90% of resolutions fail.
大约90%的新年大计都会失败的。
It's actually, I was sharing with the English congregation, a good time to be the owner of a gym or health club.
可是我跟那些英语会众分享的时候，我就说啊，这是一个很好的时间去参加一个健身的活动。
Because everyone in the new year wants to lose weight and get in shape.
对，每个人在新一年开始都是希望能够自己减肥成功。
And so they pay their money to the owner.
所以他就给钱去参加健身院。
Go to the gym for 4 weeks.
然后去健身了4个礼拜。
And then never show up again.
然后以后就不再去了。
But the owner of the gym has their money.
可是呢，那个健身院的老板却拿到你的钱了。
And so I don't want us to just make a resolution that will fail.
我不希望大家做了一些大计是不能成功的。
And so what I'm suggesting for you and for me,
所以我对大家跟对我自己的建议是,
is that we take it slow and maybe reach for a smaller goal of life.
我们可以慢慢的去做，甚至我们把我的目标不要定的太大，定小一点。
Now my wife Grace is a great example to me.
Pastor Tom的太太 Grace 对 Pastor Tom来讲是一个很好的例子。
She will decide I'm going to study the Bible in a year.
她决定说她一年要把圣经看完一遍。
And she'll print out a nice little chart.
所以她就把一个图表把它印出来。
Actually now she just does it on an iPad.
然后现在她就用 iPad来做这个事情。
But every day she reads her Bible and she checks it off. And in a year, she finishes the Bible.
所以她每天就读圣经，然后就把读完了就勾掉，然后一年内呢，她就把圣经整本的从头看。
I take a look at this yearly plan and I get really nervous.
可是当Pastor看到这个整年大计的时候，觉得非常的紧张。
I get the feeling like I'm in school again.
好，我就觉得我又去上课考试了。
How can I do this in a year?
我怎么样一年里面要做完这个事情？
And I might start well, but then after a couple weeks, I miss a few days.
然后他可能是刚开始做的不错，可是呢，过了几个礼拜，就可能有几天落掉了。
And then I try to catch up, and I get further behind.
那可是他想快快的追回去，可是后来又落掉了。
Then I think maybe I'll read the Bible in 2 years.
所以我想说，还要不这样好了，两年读完一遍哈。
So keep getting pushed out.
所以全是把这个计划又往后推。However,
I've learned a strategy for myself.
好了，从自己的经验中，他学到一样功课。
I need to take the Bible in smaller chunks at a time.
他觉得。 他应该把整本圣经把它分成小部分。
And so this year I'm beginning by studying the Gospels, reading through the Gospels.
所以他今年开始呢，就要从福音书开始看。
And so that's manageable. I do a chapter or two of the Gospels every day.
所以他觉得这样很容易做到，因为他一天能看福音书的一两章。
And I'm making progress.
因为他都有进展了。
And after maybe 3 or 4 weeks, I'll be finished with that.
可能过了大概三四个礼拜，他就把读完了一本的福音书。
Then I'll feel good about myself.
我觉得哎，心里感觉真的蛮好的。
And then I can start a new plan, and then I can maybe read Ephesians or another book.
所以他还有个新的计划，可能他会去读以弗所书或者另外一本书。
And so by taking a little step at a time, by the end of the year, I'll have read most of the Bible.
所以这样小部分去做，可能一年到来，我可能把本圣经差不多也看完了。
But I don't have quite the anxiety that I had before.
所以就没有他以前那种的焦虑紧张了。
And so, my encouragement for you and for all of us is to try to develop a new habit in the next month of reading the Bible daily.
所以我对大家的挑战跟鼓励就是说，能够建立一个习惯，就是说从今年开始呢，就把每天都去读圣经。
Those who study habits and lifestyle change.
有些人呢，他们研究一些怎么养成一个习惯，是生活习惯的改变呢？
Say that if we can make a change for 4 weeks, most likely that habit will continue.
要是我们做这个习惯能够连续做四个礼拜的话，非常可能你就会一直做下去。
And so if your dentist, I don't know if Richard does this, but if your dentist tells you need to floss more,
我们牙医不知道荣医生有没有这样建议大家，就说你要常常的用牙线来清理你的牙齿。
Then you need to begin to try to floss every day for a month.
那你就说呢，一个月内每天都要这样去做。
And so after a month, if you've been able to do that,
要是一个月你都不断的这样去做的话，
most likely you'll continue flossing for the rest of your life.
那很可能你就整辈子都会不停的用牙线来清理牙齿了。
And so if we can be people of the word even for the next 4 weeks,
所以我们要是能够在将来这四个礼拜我们每天来读神的话的话，
Lord willing, this can be a habit that will continue even for the rest of our life.
所以要是神允许的话，我们可能就变成一个终身的习惯。
And so I urge you to maybe try to think of a Bible plan you can go through.
所以我就鼓励大家能够有一个读经的计划。
There's many on the internet you can follow.
这里在网上有很多这样的计划你可以去。
But even if you can't find them, you can just begin by going through a book of the Bible.
要是你不跟那些计划的话，你自己可以定下来。比如说，你从开开某一本圣经。
Now, if you don't have much experience in reading the Bible, I have a suggestion.
要是你对读圣经没有一个很好的习惯的话，我给大家个建议。
Do not start at the beginning of the Bible in Genesis.
不要从圣经的第一本书和创世纪开始。
You'll get about halfway through and you'll think, what am I doing?
要可能你读了一半就觉得说，啊，我在干什么？
And then you'll get to Leviticus and it's all laws.
要是你看到利未记的话，你觉得啊，真的不知道在讲什么。
And then you'll give up.
你就会放弃了。
So the best thing to do is begin in the Gospels.
所以最好的是从福音书开始。
Maybe begin in Matthew or Mark.
从马太或者马可福音。
Or maybe spend some time every day go through a psalm or go through a proverb.
或者每一天啊，去读一篇诗篇或者一篇的箴言。
And that's actually what I'm doing in this new year.
这就是 Pastor Tom 今年他所做的。
I'm going through the Gospels and every day I'm also reading a psalm, one psalm and one proverb. And then I'll do that throughout the year and I think I'll go through psalms about 5 times.
他是说他每一天都会读一章的福音书，然后也读一篇的诗篇或者箴言。他这样估计的话，一年内他可能把诗篇看了5遍。
Now for some of you, you have this down.
有些人呢可能已经计划好了。
Like, Amen, Pastor Tom.
他就说啊，对，也是 Amen, 对。他说我就是这样。
I don't have to do anything, I'm off the hook.
我已经不用做什么了，我已经处理好我的这事情了。
But I would encourage you to also integrate a new spiritual habit into your life.
要是你已经有好的读经习惯的话，我就鼓励你加入一个属灵的操练。
And so maybe you're good at reading the Bible through every year.
可能每年你就读圣经，可以读一遍，读得很好。
So maybe this year you can maybe add something and begin memorizing verses of the Bible every couple weeks.
可能今年呢，你可能加一些新的事情，比如说你就一两周里边就背下一些的经文。
Or maybe actually slowing down.
或者是慢慢的来读圣经。
And spending more time reflecting on the word and seeking to apply it to your life.
或者是在神的话语里面不断的有反省，或者说在神的话语里面看对自己有什么样的一个帮助。
What would it look like if each member of our church committed to draw closer to God through His Word?
那你觉得教会要是每一个弟兄姐妹就是从神的话语里面去更亲近的神，教会会有什么改变呢？
I believe it would be truly transformative to our lives.
我相信神的话语会改变我们的生命。
But also to our fellowship with one another.
也会在我们团契之间也会有一些的改变。
Because we begin to encourage one another more in the Word as we're all in the Word.
因为我们都在神的话语里面，我们都会用神的话语来互相的鼓励。
And we see in verse 32 that those who focus on God's Word will build us up.
因为在这个32节里面有说到神的，要是我们注意在神的话里面，神的话会这个道会建立我们。
We will not only grow in our knowledge of the word,
我们不是单是在这神的话语的知识上来长进
but we will grow closer to God as we spend time with Him.
但是我们跟神花多时间跟神在一起，我们会更亲近的神。
Seeking a deeper walk with God,
我们会跟神有更亲密的同行。
And seeking to apply His word to our life,
跟从他的话语活在我们的生命里面。
Secondly, it will give us an inheritance of those who are sanctified.
那第二点，三十二节有提到说会叫我们和一些成圣的人同得基业。
That's a difficult way of saying we will experience life change.
就是说我们会经历一些生命的改变。
We will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to become sanctified.
我们被圣灵加添力量，我们会成圣。
To be those who are set apart for God.
就为神而分别出来。
To those who become more like Christ.
就变成我们会变成更的像神，像主。
In our character and our disposition.
就在我们的品格跟我们的行为上。
And also we will receive grace to persevere all the way to heaven.
那我们还有在我们在这个走向天路历程上面会更经历他的恩典。
When we will receive our inheritance, our reward.
当将来我们都会领受神来的给我们的产业。
The Spirit will enable us to overcome any trial and adversity or adversity that we might face.
就是还有在我们在试炼还有一些困难当中我们会得到力量。
And in the end, come to the place where we meet Jesus.
就到最后我们能够见主面。
And He says, well done, good and faithful servant.
那时候他会对我们说好一个忠心良善的仆人。
And in a sense, our inheritance isn't even in the end when we will meet Jesus.
所以我对象的产业并不是最后我们见主的时候才能领到的。
Our inheritance begins now.
我们的产业从今天现在就可以领受了。
Because we read in Ephesians that the Holy Spirit has been given to us as a deposit of our inheritance.
因为在以弗所书里面有讲到说这个产业是这个圣灵给我们身上落下的印记。
And so we begin to experience the benefits of the inheritance through the Spirit.
我们从圣灵当中就可以现在就可以领受这种产业的印证。
Who fills us with His love and peace?
就是在我们生命里面充满了平安跟喜乐。
And gives us His comfort and direction.
还有他给我们安慰跟带领。
And leads us into all knowledge of the Holy One.
让我们进入对神的一个完全的知识当中。
Our Lord and God.
就是我们的神。
We're in this together.
我们做这样做在一起做的话
Let us seek to grow in the Lord as we draw closer to Him in His Word.
就是我们一起寻求在主里面长进，要跟他这关系更亲密。
In case you haven't gotten the point, I challenge you to try a new spiritual habit this week.
要是你还没有完全明白要怎么做的话，我鼓励你们从今个礼拜开始尝试一个新的属灵的习惯。
Whether it's beginning a reading plan.
或者是你有一个新的读经的计划
or spending more time in meditation,
或者是花多点时间在默想神的话
or memorizing the Bible,
或是来背读背诵神的话
or going through a devotional guide,
或者是我们用一些灵修的笔记来帮助我们
and let's see how God will help use that in our lives,
我们一起来看神怎么样通过这些方法在我们生命里面改变
to help each of us grow in God's grace,
就在我们神的恩典中一起的长进
wisdom and character,
蛮有他的智慧跟他的品格
and so I think we have much to look forward to in the new year,
所以我们展望我们今年新的一年有很多的盼望
As we grow in the wisdom and knowledge of God and seek Him through the Spirit.
就是我们在神的话语跟知识上更长进更认识他。
Heavenly Father, we do come before you and thank you.
我们一起祷告，我们父神，我们带来到你的面前。
Thank you for the example of the Ephesian church.
谢谢你以弗所教会给我们的榜样。
And though they were probably very surprised at Paul's leaving them,
所以他们很惊讶保罗要离开他们。
Nonetheless, as leaders,
可是当他是他们的领袖
，and as church members,
还有会众。
They sought to follow you with all their heart.
可他们寻求用他们全心全意的来跟随你。
To become people that trusted in you.
他们成为一个信靠神的子民。
And to become people according to your word.
然后他们要学习神跟随神你的话的子民。
Help us, Lord, indeed to follow their example.
父神啊，求你帮助我们学习他们的榜样。
As we seek you in this new year.
在我们这个新的一年，我们要寻求你。
Amen.
Amen.